Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On third downs, just making sure that we're more so on the same page and not getting put on our heels more often. And I feel like that's something that I'm not saying we easily can fix it, but we can fix it. So just showing that kind of, I'd say, edge and that being ready is going to be a huge help for us.
Bills cornerback Taron Johnson talking about a little bit of the struggles the third down defense has had. The Jets game helped them in terms of their numbers on third down, but two of the three games, they haven't looked the most promising on getting off the field on third down and getting me last week into a state of frenzy about a train horn.
Yeah, that did happen. Now that we're recalling that, yes. I do remember that.
It's just been what I get to hear more of tomorrow.
The train horn.
On third down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And hopefully they can get off the field against a team like the Saints. That'd be a bad look if they could not.
And now here comes the problem with any sort of discourse about the Bills for the next month. We are only going to learn something bad about them. We are not going to learn anything positive about the Buffalo Bills for 4 weeks. Because their opponents are the Saints, the Patriots, maybe the Falcons is a nice test for at least the offense.
Yeah, I'd say the defense too, because Michael Penix Jr. is pretty good.
If Penix can steady back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Panthers. We are going to learn nothing about the Buffalo Bills in a positive light other than, oh, you just put bad teams down like you normally do. So we are not going to learn anything new.
Right.
And if we do learn something, it's a bad thing. Like, if they can't get off the field on third down against the New Orleans Saints, we have a problem.
Yeah, that's going to be a major issue. If you let Alvin Kamara also bully you around, like the Derrick Henry defense, did, yes. Like, that's going to be a big thing.
I don't think the run defense is as much the problem anymore. I think it's just third down entirely. I think it is just you don't match up well to Derrick Henry because the Jets could not get anything going. They ran for 200-plus yards as a team against the Steelers in week one.
Mm-hmm.
And Miami, like, HN did fine, but he didn't have any, like, truly disruptive day.
Oh, yeah. It was just the size of Derrick Henry.
It's the third down situation. And if they, and again, if you can't solve it against New Orleans, we have a problem. But if you do solve it against New Orleans, it's also still only the Saints. How much did I learn, really?
Yeah.
We are only going to learn something bad.
Right.
And I hate that. I genuinely do hate that. I think it's tough for discourse. It's tough for talking about it. It's tough as a fan to deal with it.
It almost feels like a preseason run.
It is kind of a preseason run. Except the wins and losses do matter on the record. It is this... it's a crappy situation when it comes to talking about the Bills, be it at like what we do or as a fan.
Right.
We're not learning anything new in a positive way. And if the same problems happen, then there's really a problem.
I mean,
because it's bad teams that you're facing unequivocally until Kansas City.
As much as I want to 100% agree, there's always a part of me that says, like, any given Sunday, like Spencer Rattler could have a legacy.
Yes, they are still professionals, and I do need to make sure that I stay in a way, like, that's why I felt dirty about the expecting them to be 7-0.
Mm-hmm. But the Bills are, everyone's a professional. I get it. They're professionals of the position.
But your team is better than these teams for a month.
Yeah.
And it's not even close. You don't apologize for the schedule you're given. You take advantage of it. And you should. And this team, when bad teams are lined up across from them.
Yeah, historically they pound them into the ground. Yeah.
Their last real trap game was the Jacksonville game in 2020.
Yeah, that was something, all right.
And maybe,
even the one in London.
Maybe the one in London. And that's still 2022. A season where they would have plenty of problems, actually.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
That was a tough season.
That was the Bengals' destruction in the divisional round at home, right? That season? Yeah, it was bad.
Which would then lead to 2023's near collapse.
Right, right. And then Joe Brady comes in and saves the day, and they go on a crazy run to end the season and win the division.
And then 2024 happened, and we're back to business as usual.
Yeah.
But, again, the last real trap game, because I don't count 2023, because that season was a mess.
Yeah, and I don't...
2022 was one of the toughest years to look at the end of the year, but that's also the last time that maybe they lost a trap game, a true trap game. Like, oh, yeah, what about 2023? They're 6-6 at some point. It's not traps anymore. You're just a team that's dealing with inconsistency in a wild way.
Mm-hmm.
How you managed to get the 2 seed in the AFC East out of that was more Miami's fault than yours.
They had the division in their grasp and fell apart, and that's a big microcosm of their entire run here. They were solid. They were shifty. They were really going to give the Bills a run for their money, but what we've seen, if they drop this game against the Jets, they've played all the divisional opponents and lost to all of them in the first run of their season if they lose this game tomorrow.
But that comes back to this of, like, what can we learn positive? And I guess I need to change my tune on you're going to learn nothing. There are some things that we can find, but you have to look for them. You have to find them. Being, are my rookie defensive tackles looking good?
Right. I think this could be a huge Deion Walker game.
Max Hairston coming into the lineup when he's ready over these next 4 games, or these next 4 weeks, excuse me. That's something to learn.
Yeah.
Hoyt Ogunjobi will be back for the last of this stretch against Carolina. How do they look? That's something to learn.
Do you know what it'll be interesting to see as well? With whoever they elevate, do they burn Zion Logue's third elevation, or do they elevate Jordan Phillips?
They might.
If they elevate Jordan Phillips, that to me says Ed Oliver needs till after the bye week. Because you're then probably going to offset them. But if you just burn Logue's third one, he's probably back next week. I think that's going to be very telling about what happens. So when Ed Oliver's back in too, I think there's going to be stuff.
I think they might elevate Phillips anyway just so that they can hold on to Logue for any other point in the season.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
It's a long season. But also it could be, you know, even if you need it for the next 2 weeks, you still at least want to have that elevation of Logue for maybe some point of the year, or you're going to need to sign him to the 53. It will be interesting. I do like that point that you bring up. But, yeah, what am I really learning about, like, for example, Josh Palmer against the Saints secondary? I learned more about Keon Coleman in the Ravens game, but that's also, how much of the passing game am I going to be able to see?
Well, Sam Darnold cut them up.
But the minute the Bills get up on them, they're going to run the football. And it's a team that loves to run the football anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you mentioned Sam Darnold, but, like, that also took what we had someone on from New Orleans earlier this week on the Extra Point Show. And he called it the Murphy's Law game for the Saints. Whatever can go wrong will.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Bills might just be content running the football in this game.
Well, right. But even then, Kenneth Walker had two touchdowns in that game. I'm looking at it right now. Kenneth Walker, 38 yards, two touchdowns. They didn't have Charbonnet in for this game. Sam Darnold, 14 for 18, 218 yards and two touchdowns. Drew Lock even came in at the end at one point.
Yep, because they were up. They scored 38 points in the first half.
Yeah, 44 to 13. They were up by that was the end of the score. That was the end of the game. I think you could see a similar thing from the Bills. They're like, yeah, running the ball is going to work, but also throwing is too. And I know they've been one to dink and dunk a little bit the past couple weeks, but if you look at what happened here, and I know the Saints guest you had said everything that could go wrong went wrong, and it did. Looking at the score, everything went wrong. Spencer Rattler threw a pick. 39 attempts, he only completed 28. Alvin Kamara, 18 carries for 42 yards, didn't score. I look at this and I could see James Cook popping like Walker did. And I could see Josh Allen going 14 for 18 for 200 yards and two touchdowns. Like, yeah. I could easily see that happening.
I'm not going to learn anything about the passing game tendencies either.
Right.
Like, that's the part that I'm really talking about. It is... I don't know what we're going to get out of this team over the next 4 weeks in terms of proper evaluation, because games are going to get away from some of these lesser opponents and the Bills are just going to be content to run the football.
I think that's the takeaway, though. Really, I think the takeaway will be, oh, 7-0, yeah. I think that's what it's going to be. If it's not already... The positive takeaway is this team's a juggernaut and is going to beat down on bad teams.
It's not about positive takeaways. It's about learning anything new about them or learning any tendencies they may have. We're not going to learn any of that.
Well,
and while the mystery is good for Kansas City, like for facing Kansas City after that. Like
yeah, because you're just going to see a steamroller.
Tactically, that's an advantage at that point, actually. You're playing bad teams. Backups may end up playing a couple times in this stretch. Like, and I know I'm being really assumptive here. But this schedule is cheeks. And if it goes the way that I expect it to go, yeah, you might see some backups in a couple of these games. And if not, you at least still see them very comfortably running to put the game away.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, maybe one of these games turns into a Green Bay-Cleveland. Maybe.
I think your best bet is the divisional one for it to do that.
But the Bills are a prepared team. Sean McDermott has gotten better as a head coach.
Yeah.
I really do believe that.
No, I do too. And he's learned a lot, grown a lot.
He's learned especially a lot, delegating more. The challenges still need work, but, you know, everyone's got their flaws.
Well, that's also, I guess that's on him, but also they did hire someone to... specifically deal with that.
Yeah, they hired a former NFL ref.
Right.
They get calls right all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Looking at you, Gene.
The first, yeah, seriously, the Gene Steratore cutout. The one you immediately think back to on that is the Miami game, Tyreek Hill, that first, like, for, literally first play, first or second play, yeah. Whatever it was. But, yeah, the Bills, I guess the best thing they could do in this stretch is beat down, and if it gets close, like a shifty divisional game like the Patriots, whatever mm-hmm. we talked about, if it gets close, just face adversity and continue to lay it on them, and don't, if they stay turnover free, I guess that's a positive development as well. Like, just thinking about that, right? Like, against these bad teams where you're not necessarily billed to be close with them, but if you are, like, are you going to be forcing passes to try and get ahead? Like, stuff like that. Like, I don't know. There's little things we could pick apart, but I don't think we will, because it's just going to be them on a tear, you know? I think that's what it is.
It's weird. We're going to have to, like, really try to find new things to learn about them, and that's also the struggle of being a good team, is oftentimes you are who you are when you're consistently a good team. Is that not the truth?
Yeah. Right.
803-0550 is the number to call. We get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Mike real quick. Mike, what you got for us here? Welcome in.
Hey guys. I'm excited for the offense, too. I want to see, you know, another 30-point performance with them. I think that's just routine. They're going to figure that out some way, somehow. I think they're good there. What I'm more curious to see is, how well is T.J. Sanders going to be performing along with Deion Walker with, you know, Ed Oliver being out? The Bills' Achilles heel has been in the playoffs not being able to stop the run, and I really feel these two guys can help us, or at least Deion Walker can help us, but that's what I'm going to be curious to see, is how well those two guys perform, and also Dorian Williams with Milano being out, because I think, you know, to make a deep playoff run, we're going to need all of these guys. But that's where we're up. You know, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, no, Mike, you're absolutely right about that. And thanks for the call, first of all. You do want to make sure that you see something out of T.J. Sanders. Mm-hmm. You want to see a little bit more from Deion Walker. It's the Saints.
If it's the team to do it, up. Yeah, if it's the team to do it against, it's the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
Like, this is the game you're going to see
that.
You
should be getting it done.
And T.J. Sanders was the topic of last week's conversation because Walker was in the face. He was in the backfield. Like, he was getting pressure on Tua. He forced that interception to Terrell Bernard at the end of the game, Deion Walker, right?
Right.
T.J. Sanders hasn't had as flashy of a start.
He's actually had a very quiet start. As a matter of fact, he's got only a couple tackles on the year, and that's it.
Right. And we knew going into the season, though, and throughout the entirety of the draft conversation, post-draft, Deion Walker was the pass rusher, believe it or not, with his size.
Right.
And T.J. Sanders, at a smaller stature, was the run defender. So it was going to take some time for him to grow into the role anyway, but you hope to see it against a team like the Saints. This would be the week to really start showing at least a little bit of what he's able to do in the pass rush, especially with Oliver out. You got to take advantage of these opportunities.
Got to take advantage of these opportunities. When we come back, you know what we got to do. It's the Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer and Joe Kelly on a lovely Saturday afternoon here in Western New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.